Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
Oh, you know what day it is.
Come on.
Mike. Oh, what day is it?
Wrong day.
Yeah, not Wednesday.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Good morning.
All right, so here we are. It's Obie, Ashley, and Slater. The Obie and Ashley Morning Show on a Friday. I got a lot of action for you today, especially with it being such a busy weekend.
It's crazy. So many, I don't know. Do you call them holidays? I mean, I know Cinco de Mayo is a holiday, but, Kentucky Derby's kind of, became its own thing.
Due to the mint julep, it is a holiday as well.
The mint julep?
You've never thrown one of those back?
What is that?
It's like a mojito. It's like a mojito, but a fancy mojito. Yeah. So even fancier.
Is that a derby drink?
Yes. That's what they're known for.
Man, I'm glad I never got into that because I see people out there finding these huge hats.
Oh, yeah.
Where do they even find these hats?
Specialty shops.
Yeah, I know a guy if you guys want a specialty hat.
All right, so not only is the Kentucky Derby going on this weekend, but we also have May the 4th be with you.
Today.
Oh, yeah, May 4th.
Still never seen a Star Wars movie.
You know what they're about.
You guys give me that look.
Man, that is, even the new ones you got to get out and at least go see because they're easier to watch.
Yeah, I get the gist of it.
All right, well, listen, a little later on today, we're going to play a game, okay? What time are we going to do this? Are we going to do this 7:35?
7:35.
Okay, 7:35, we're going to play a little bit of a game, and this is going to include some questions. Well, these are names.
Yeah. So we did Baby or Beer before where we gave a name and you had to say whether it was a celebrity baby or beer. So this, there's a name, and you're going to have to say whether it's a Star Wars character or a Kentucky Derby horse.
Force or horse?
Force or horse?
That's
who came up with that one? All right, okay, so and that's going
to
happen at 7:35. Let's get you all primed and prepped for that. So force or horse?
And Alan Jackson tickets at 7:10 in the O-Town Showdown.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Obie and Ashley, I love the second date update on K92.3.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
All right, so here we are with the national anthem, and we present it to a lot of heroes out there, whether you know you're a hero or not. I mean, everybody has those ingredients to become one. And
motto to motto, city to city, the stakes are set. It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Yeah, love it. You know what? Actually, we should do that good morning again. Let's do it like this. Good morning! All right, guys. So, we're to understand we've got Ron of DeLand.
This is Ron.
Yeah! All right. Going up against our lady, Felicia of DeBerry.
Good morning.
Is that a baby in the background?
Yeah, my
2-year-old. Oh, love it. All right, so guys, here we go. This is the way the game is played. Thank you for playing the O-Town Showdown, where we have the beautiful Ashley right here.
I like your headband.
She's got 3 questions for you. The questions aren't too hard.
Nope.
Because it's not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest. Using their sound, having the right answer, and that's how you win this here showdown, right? Hey, what do we got? The peanut gallery back there?
Yeah.
All right, so let's get those buzzer sounds from you guys. The sound that you make when you think you've got the right answer. Ladies first, Felicia of DeBerry.
I'm going to go with Bryson, since Bryson is talkative in the back.
Oh, nice. I love it.
That's a bye.
He really is making this fun. Now, Ron, I don't think you've got a cuter sound than that. What's going to be your sound? All right, so let's say it one more time for everybody joining us. Felicia of DeBerry, your sound.
Bryson.
Ron of DeLand, your sound. Guys, we're ready for the O-Town Showdown.
Question number 1. The stars on the American flag are what color?
Bryson.
Felicia, what you got?
White. Yeah.
So that's 1 for Felicia. Ron of DeLand, you need at least 1 to stay in the game, okay?
I know.
All right. Question number 2. True or false? Cinco de Mayo is the Mexican Independence Day.
True.
Oh, man. Yeah, you got
the sound.
You got to use your sound. Felicia, what was your answer?
That's true.
It is not. Both of you would have been wrong.
It is not the Mexican Independence Day. And apparently there's like 70% of Americans that are going to be celebrating. So quick lesson real quick. It's actually the anniversary of Mexico's victory over France, which Obi is called what?
The Battle of Puebla. Yeah. All right. Okay. So new question number two, guys. New question number two.
Here we go. Question number two. How many days are in a leap year?
Get it done.
Run.
28.
Oh. No. That's a couple more than that.
Lisa, your answer.
366. Whoa! 366 days
wow.
in a leap year.
Man, so that makes it two for Felicia, right?
Yeah.
That's all you need to win the O-Town Showdown.
Yeah.
Felicia, so you're going to go down to Tampa next weekend for Alan Jackson, all right?
I'm good with that.
Now, Ron, you were amazing to hang out with and play with. You know, now it's time for us to get our arms around you, though, right?
Yeah, here we go.
Come
here
on, buddy.
That's right.
Oh! Oh, you didn't have to pick us up like that.
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah. My feet aren't touching.
Guys, thank you for participating in another edition of
The O-Town Showdown.
As we get into some Chattahoochee, let's celebrate.
Yeah.
Ay, 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 ay. Oliva, oliva, oliva.
Obi and Ashley in the morning.
Wakes me up. Gets me in a good mood. Every morning.
Oh, yeah. K-82-3.
Here we are. We got quite the weekend ahead. Today, may the 4th be with you. This is like every Star Wars fan's like holiday. And we also wanted to pair that up with Kentucky Derby that's going on tomorrow.
Right.
And then, of course, Cinco de Mayo. But anyways, let's do force or horse.
All right. Are you ready, Obi? Because you're the one going in for this. So I'm gonna
how
ask
does this
you,
work?
Yeah, yeah. Let's explain
how
it works.
I'm going to tell you some names, and you're going to have to tell me whether or not it's a name from a Star Wars movies, characters, anything related to Star Wars, or if it has to do with the Kentucky Derby and being one of those horses involved in a Kentucky Derby.
All right, so I've got some sound effects here, too.
Okay, so horse or force?
Go.
Palpatine.
Palpatine, horse. No?
It is one of the primary antagonists of the Star Wars franchise in the original trilogy. He is depicted as the aged, pale-faced, and cloaked Emperor of the Galactic Empire.
So he's the guy that turned into the Emperor, if you saw the original ones.
All right, okay, so that's one down. Now, we're not going to use all these on me because this is for you.
Okay, one more.
844-254-9232 if you want to play. Go ahead.
One more for you. Curlin.
Curlin, that's a horse.
You're right!
So if you want to play force or horse.
Obi and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Lauren. I love listening to K92.3 every morning. That second date update, always on point.
On K92.3.
And we're about to get into it here on the 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Oh, yes, same with you.
And here we go. So we're going to play a little game here where you're going to have to take a couple of guesses at some names that we have for
you,
okay?
Between force or horse. So is it part of the Star Wars force? Was it a character, anything having to do with Star Wars, or a horse involved in the Kentucky Derby?
Which who's is this? Tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah, who's this?
Friend Obi and Ashley, this is Deanna.
Hey, Deanna!
Love that name. All right, you ready to play force or horse?
Yes, sir.
All right, so is it a horse or force? So a horse in the Kentucky Derby or a Star Wars character? Phasma.
Star Wars.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, it is the Force.
Phasma is the commander of the First Order's force of stormtroopers in The Force Awakens. Who's helping you back there?
This is my son, Ander. He's a total Star Wars geek.
Oh, nice. Love it. He's your lifeline today. All right, go ahead. Question number two.
All right, here we go. What about Giacoma?
That's a horse.
Yeah.
Giacoma.
An American thoroughbred racehorse, best known for winning the 2005 Kentucky Derby.
Ooh. Hey, you know what? Why don't you put the kid on? He knows all these answers.
Horse or force? Snoke.
Oh, that's Star Wars.
Horse!
Right. Oh, man!
There you go.
All right, so we got ourselves another contender here. Ready to play horse or force?
Hey, who's this?
It's Linda.
Linda, everybody. Linda, are you ready to tell us if this is a horse's name or a Star Wars character? Force or horse?
Of course.
All right. Dr. Seuss. All right, ready? What is this? A force or a horse? Ahsoka Tona.
A horse.
Linda.
It's a Jedi Padawan. I don't even know what this is.
Jedi Padawan. You can tell she's never
seen Star Wars.
Jedi. Oh, my God.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
All right, so Brett Young getting married here in just a few months to his longtime girlfriend slash fiance. I say girlfriend because they were together years ago. Then finally, he got what he wanted. Back together, engaged. And he is going to sing at their wedding. I guess she really, really wanted him to. He caved into it. He's like, no, this is going to be super cheesy. I'm not singing at her wedding. But he says he's not going to do one of his own songs.
That would be cheesy.
Yeah.
Now, if he comes out and he sings something beautiful to her that's amazing, that gets the crowd just like, oh, man, that's my favorite song from Lionel Richie. Or that's my favorite, you know.
Right.
Then that's going to be awesome. But yeah, if he did one of his own songs, he'd be like, dude, come on.
But now the pressure is even on more so because he's like, I don't know which one I should sing. I can't pick which song I should do.
You are so beautiful.
There
Put the
go.
Rasp in there. Put the rasp in there.
Gotta do it.
In other news, Keith Urban talking about the Nashville Predators, you know, the hockey team, in the Stanley Cup playoffs again. And we heard so much about this last year because Carrie Underwood was super supportive of her husband's team. He's a captain. And they won again last night 2-1. And Keith Urban said it's really kind of impossible for everyone not to get excited and involved.
It's hard not to get whipped up into the Preds frenzy in this town. And it's been remarkable how it's brought so many different people together to feel a part of something. This is incredible.
Man, that's great. You know, I really enjoyed it when everybody, you know, you start seeing the Orlando City Soccer magnets on people's cars.
Oh, yeah.
And you see people supporting and you're like, yeah, man, I like this.
It's a bigger thing. It becomes a bigger thing than just a hockey game or a soccer game. They're now all involved in the country artists. Yeah, all there. In other news, switching gears to Hollywood a little bit here, Christina Aguilera dissing The Voice, which, you know, she did 6 seasons of it, but she said that she will never do it again. She didn't get into this business to be a television show host and to be given all these rules. And she says, you realize it's not about music. It's about making good TV moments and massaging a story. So she's just like going all in. But I mean, to make the point, I mean, was she not invited back on to be a coach again, you know?
Yeah, I think she may be a little bitter. But I mean, you know, what's surprising about that? Like, this is entertainment. Entertainment, everything's made to be shinier and fluffier for the audience.
I know. I mean, and she, of all people, should know that. She started, what, like at 10 years old on the Mickey Mouse Club? Mm-hmm. So there you go. And don't forget, if you did not win Alan Jackson tickets in the O-Town Showdown this week, we're going to have them all weekend for you for the Text on the 10 starting tomorrow.
Bobby and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3. Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Bobby and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
Cassie, you said from Geneva, right?
Geneva, yeah.
Good to be talking to you. Okay, so tell us about your dating story.
I met Pete at the DMV, of all places.
Okay. Yeah, we saw that in the email. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we were sitting next to each other, and he was such a gentleman. His number was way ahead of mine, and he swapped numbers with me and let me go first.
Whoa.
So, yeah, I thought that was so cute.
So, then what happened? He swapped numbers with you. Had you guys already, like, said, oh, we should meet up?
I don't know. I just thought he was such a gentleman that I gave him my actual number, my phone number.
Ah, you traded numbers with him.
No kidding.
Yeah. So he called me and we went out, we went to dinner and we had a really great time, I thought, and then he hasn't called me at all or texted or responded. Since I've sent him messages, it's just weird to not get back.
Well, again, this is a lot to put somebody on the radio.
I know, but I don't know how else I'm going to get him on the phone. Like, I just want to talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, cool. Well, we've got this number for Pete.
Hello, you've got Pete.
Oh, okay, perfect. Pete, this is Obie and Ashley. We work for K92.3, the radio station here in town.
Okay.
So we're calling you on behalf of a woman who went on a date with you.
Okay.
Cassidy reached out to Obie and myself. She knows that we do this on the radio as part of our show, the second date update. Uh-huh. Basically, bottom line is she wants to know, did she do something wrong? Because you're not getting back to her.
And she called you guys.
Yes.
Yes. All we're trying to do is just trying to piece you two back together and pay for you guys to go on another date, if that's possible.
This is weird. This is very weird.
Okay, so hold on. There are a couple of key points that we thought were very charming. The fact that you guys met at the DMV, what you did for her, we thought that was very charming.
Yeah, I agree.
So what happened after that? Why aren't you getting back to her?
The date was pretty awful, actually.
Okay, you don't mind giving us some details, right? So we can help her out.
Okay, sure. So so we had to go someplace dog-friendly. I love dogs. I thought that'd be great. We'd go, you know, sit out on, like, a patio or something. In my head, it was like a lab, and it was going to, like, lay down at our feet, and we might, like, slip it a French fry or something.
Make it like you?
Yeah, exactly. She had this Shih Tzu, and she wanted to go to a specific place that she's been before, pet-friendly. I swear, the dog was dressed better than she was. Like, she had it fully dressed. I did not even know that they made... did you know they made sunglasses for dogs?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Like, it was, it had, like, clothes, and it had shoes, and she ordered the dog a filet mignon. Like, I mean, I got a burger, and she got a salad, and the dog got expensive steak.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And then she was, like, she kept putting the dog, like, literally in my lap and then having me take selfies. And she was posting them to Instagram most of the time while we were having our date.
Oh, it's like her kid.
The dog has its own Instagram account.
I've seen that.
I mean, so basically the dog's like a mini celebrity.
Well, she thinks so. I think it was pretty rude for her to spend more time with her dog on our date than with me.
Okay, so I think this will be a great opportunity for us to get you and Cassidy talking again. Cassidy, why don't you come on?
I have been so hurt with the way that you have been talking about Peaches.
Wow.
Aww.
Oh, come on, guys. I've been avoiding this woman for a reason. Why? This is what you do? You put people together who don't want to talk to each other? No.
Because of my dog.
Yeah, obviously.
Peaches has been my friend for longer than most of my friends have been my friends.
Okay, that's great. That works for you. That does not work for me.
That's fine. Hey.
I literally...
Pete.
That's not for me. Sorry.
She just wanted to know. I mean, Cassidy, I think maybe the boiling point for him was you ordering the filet for the dog.
No, it's the fact that one of the few times she actually talked to me, she told me that she spent like $5,000-$6,000 on dog clothes and that her dog has like its own closet.
Wait, who are you to judge me on the way that I spend my money? You don't know me. You don't know anything about how I spend my money.
For
if
real?
I want to spend money on my dog that gives me cuddles and snuggles and comfort, that's aww, my decision, okay? Peaches is my friend.
Okay, well, we definitely don't want to get things emotional here. Pete, a second date, yay or nay? I mean, I know you're probably going to say no. I'm just asking just because there's a hope.
No, I'm good. No, thank you.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I'm okay, too. Because screw him. I hope you find no one in life. You're not going to end up with anyone.
Okay. All right, guys.
Good luck with your dog.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
I love the topics that they talk about and the music that they play.
K92.3.
Off of that second date update, the girl who spent over $5,000 in clothes for the dog. Okay, hey, I get it because my wife used to spend, we did have a little closet dedicated to our Chihuahua.
No, you didn't.
And our English Bulldog.
Nice. No.
And our English Bulldog had dresses because she's a girl and she's a queen.
Stop.
And the Chihuahua had a little tuxedo.
For real?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were in our wedding.
What else was in this closet?
That's it. It was just animal pets. Don't try to go anywhere funny. But, okay, let's talk about dressing up animals because that is a real thing, okay? Maybe your dog doesn't have an Instagram account like the second date update.
Totally. Girl.
But 844-254-9232, do you dress your pets? Ashley, I'll start with you.
Yeah, so I have that little, my little white Charlie, little fluff ball, and I have put things on her, like, for Christmas, like a little Christmas dress type thing. And then Halloween, I've had costumes, but I'm not even lying. She likes them. She likes them.
Yeah.
She, like, sits there and lets me put it on her.
Then you have some dogs that look absolutely depressed when you put them on. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, every Halloween, it's fantastic. I do, a whole superhero theme. Like, sometimes it's Wolverine. It's been Superman. I've done Batman. I mean,
that's cool.
So are you the one actually going out, buying the outfits and everything?
Oh, heck yeah. My dog's like my kid. I mean, it's amazing.
Right.
Oh, that's all practice. Right. Okay, cool. Thanks for calling.
You got it.
All right, it's chime time. You dress your pets?
Hey, y'all, it's Luke Bryan. It's chime time with Obie and Ashley.
You heard him.
It's chime time. 844-254-9232. Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Kristen. I love waking up to Obie and Ashley every morning and listening to that great second date update.
On K92.3.
We're having chime time right now about whether or not you dress your dog up.
Absolutely not. I think it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I mean, if your dog is cold, you can put a sweater on them, but I put one on my chihuahua and he tore it to shreds. So if my dog's cold, he can have a blanket.
There you go.
Obie and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
Good morning. Yeah. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday here where it's May the 4th be with you.
It's a big weekend. I mean, we got Cinco de Mayo, Kentucky Derby, all kinds of stuff. I wonder if anyone's going to have a Kentucky Derby hat for their dog.
Nice seg. All right. 844-254-9232. The chime time is every bit of that. Do you dress your pets? There are some people who go overboard. There are some people who just dress them for comfort, you know, in the weather.
You admitted I never would have guessed that you guys had a closet for your dog's clothes.
Yeah, well, and we even had the dogs in the wedding. So, I mean, it's still in this closet. We've got Carmella's wedding dress and we've got Pepito.
We need Pepito's, pictures. We
yeah,
need
Pepito's pictures little, little tuxedo. Okay, what about you?
We have three dogs. One of them will chew her clothes right off. The other two, when it's cold outside or it's a holiday, we absolutely dress our pet. It's my mom's little one that we dress up mostly. She even has these little cute socks that we'll put on her if it's really cold.
I love it.
K92.3, so you were saying you dress up your pets?
Oh, yes. Oh, my dog is part of my family. They're in all of my family portraits.
Oh, they are part of the family, yeah,
like
right?
Like it's Sears?
Yes. It's actually a bit of a rigmarole because I have to get prior permission from the studio, you know, to bring the dog in. I've got to be ready with treats to give the camera guy so he can
look over
help
here.
Barkley look in the right direction. We've always got matching Argyle sweaters.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much for chiming in, K92.3.
I'm Stacey. My dog is Cowboy. And, like, randomly, a hoodie in the winter, Mount Dora costume contest for the dog, you know, Halloween.
Nice.
You know.
T-shirt now and then. Nothing crazy.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
K92.3, what's your name?
My name is Jamie.
Woo-wee.
I have two dogs, an 85-pound dog and a 65-pound dog. They're boxer pit bull mixes, and I would never dress them up. I think it's the lamest, stupidest thing to dress your pet.
See, now, does it have to do with the size? Because I also feel like a pit bull or like those type of dogs might look silly with something on.
No, I think it's lame. I think it's stupid because half the people that dress their pets, I'm not saying everybody, but from what I see, the people that dress their pets, they need to put that same pride into themselves. And
oh, man.
Okay, true. I have seen that.
Whoa.
That is rough.
Burn.
Tell it like it is.
Well, you know, the truth is rough. It's not always lollipops and gumdrops, baby.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.